Hello, I am reading from Luke chapter 8 in the Mirror Bible, verse 1. And thus, together with the 12, he continued his itinerary, visiting every city and village, proclaiming the wonderful news of God's kingdom. Also traveling everywhere with him were several women who were healed from evil spirits and infirmities. Mary Magdala, who was freed from 7 tormenting demons. Also the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many other women who all participated in supporting Jesus' ministry with their gifts. Large crowds from many of the surrounding villages and cities kept flocking together in their pursuit of him, and he told them the following illustration. Picture a sower who goes out to sow his seed, and some landed on a pathway where it was trodden underfoot and eaten by birds. Some seed landed on rocky soil where it begins to grow briefly. Then, for lack of moisture, it would wither up and die. Still, other seed fell amongst thorny weeds where it became strangled. But the seed which lands in good soil flourishes and yields 100 to 1. He then cried out with a loud voice, "Now listen up with your inner ears. It is how you hear my word and words that make all the difference." The disciples wanted to know what he meant by this parable. He told them, "You were already given insight to understand the mystery of the kingdom of God, in parentheses, in your close association with me. But I speak in parables to those who see and hear, yet struggle to comprehend." This is what the parable means. God's conversation with mankind is the seed. The seed on the road means that some hear the word, then because of a typical inferior mindset, it is stolen from their hearts before it germinates, and they remain trapped in their unbelief. The rocky soil represents the ones who hear and receive the word with joy, but because they have no root to anchor them, their belief is brief, and in times of temptation, they fall away. Then there is a seed that landed up amongst thorny bushes. They are the ones who also hear the word, but in the course of life, the typical distractions that are associated with the pursuit of wealth and pleasures suffocate them before any fruit matures. But the seed in the good soil are those who hear in such a way that the word finds a consistent and beautiful resonance in their hearts. They are the ones who continue to bear fruit in steadfast resolve. No one lights a lamp only to cover it up again under a kitchen utensil, or hide it under a bed. It is placed on a stand to give maximum light to all who enter the house. There is nothing that will not become fully known. Even things that have been long unnoticed will come to light. It is therefore most important that you hear in such a way that what you have already grasped becomes fully unveiled in you. Don't think that just because you have heard something that sounded convincing at the time, it will go unchallenged. You may even assume that you've grasped it, but then when contradictions come, you're not so sure anymore. His mother and siblings arrived, but could not reach him because of the multitude. He was told that they were standing outside and wished to see him. To which he responded, "My mother and immediate family are those who keep hearing consistently, fully engage my word without hesitance." On a certain day, he suggested to his disciples that they cross the lake by boat. While sailing, he fell into a deep sleep. Suddenly, a massive storm broke upon them, and the raging waves were surging dangerously over the boat and filling it with water. They awoke him with urgent cries, "Captain, Captain, we are drowning." And he rose up to face the storm and ordered the wind and waves to be quiet. And immediately there was a great calm. Jesus then addressed them, "So the size of the storm totally dwarfed your faith into insignificance?" Then they arrived on the shores of Gerasea, which lies directly across the lake from Galilee. And a local man approached Jesus. He was harassed by demons for many years. He lived amongst the tombs, naked and homeless. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell prostrate before him. He cried out with a loud voice, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this to me? Jesus, Son of the Most High God, I pray that you do not torture me." Jesus already told the unclean spirit to depart from the man, for it would often seize him. Then people would tie him down with chains and fetters while guarding over him. But he would frequently break out, and the demon would forcibly drive him into remote places. Jesus then asked what his name was, and he answered, "Legion," because many demons entered him. And they begged Jesus not to order them to descend into the abyss. Then Jesus, upon their request, sent them into a large herd of pigs grazing on the mountain. Thus the demons were expelled from the man and entered into the swine, and the herd was hurtled impetuously over the precipice into the lake and drowned. Those tending the pigs ran for their lives and spread the news everywhere in the towns and farms. Many people responded and went out to see what had happened. They were awestruck when they saw the man freed from demons, clothed and in, and his mind fully restored. He was sitting at the feet of Yeshua. Those who witnessed the event told everyone how this demon-possessed man was rescued. Then the entire population of the Gerasenes, including the adjacent districts, begged Jesus to depart from them, for they were gripped with great fear. So he boarded the ship to return to Galilee. All along, the man who was delivered begged him to take him with him. But Jesus sent him back with this instruction: return to your home and give a bold account to everyone of what God has done in you. So he went and proclaimed throughout the entire city everything that Jesus had done in him. The crowds welcomed Jesus warmly on his return to Galilee, since they were all looking out for him with eager expectation. Then a man by the name of Jairus, the chief of the synagogue, approached him with a most urgent request. He collapsed at the feet of Jesus, begging him to promptly come to his house. His only daughter was dying, and she was only 12 years old. Jesus immediately went with him, but the dense crowd was thronging them. Amongst them was a woman who was suffering from an issue of blood for 12 years. She had spent all she had owned on physicians, but none of them could heal her. She squeezed through the throng of people and touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was instantly cured. Surprisingly, Jesus immediately wanted to know who it was that touched him. But no one stepped forward. Then Peter said to him, "How can you ask that? Throngs of people are crowding you, and many are obviously touching you." Jesus answered, "Someone has touched me differently. I felt a surge of power emanating from me." Then, realizing that she could not remain unnoticed, she approached Jesus, trembling, and knelt before him and proceeded to tell everyone her story, and that she felt heat going through her body as she touched the hem of his garment and was instantly cured. Jesus was still speaking to the woman he had healed from a 12-year long condition, that was in parentheses, when someone arrived to tell the ruler of the synagogue that his daughter had died and that there would be no further need to trouble the teacher. Jesus, overhearing the conversation, said to the ruler, You have no need to be disturbed by this news. Remain in this place of seamless persuasion, and she shall be completely restored. When they got to the house, he would not let anyone in except for Peter, James, and John, as well as the father and mother of the girl. Everyone outside was weeping and overcome with grief, and Jesus said, "There is no need for weeping, since she is only sleeping and not dead." Their wailing immediately became scornful laughter, since they were convinced that she was dead. He then grabbed her, the girl, firmly and summoned her, "Little lady, arise." Her spirit immediately returned, and she stood up. Jesus suggested that they bring her something to eat. Her parents were beside themselves with joy. He then insisted that it was not necessary to elaborate on any detail that had happened in that room. So now, in the name of Jesus, I say to those of you who are listening who have had minds full of fear, a mindset of fear, no matter what, who, or how the circumstances or events that have come upon you, that have come upon your life, come upon your work, your relationships, your very being from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, I say arise out of fear, and you are delivered out of fear and into the blissful joy of knowing that Elohim, God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, has delivered you. 2,000 years ago, the word was said by Yeshua HaMashiach on the cross, "It is finished." You no longer have that fear. In Yeshua's name. And I say to you that those of you who have been tormented by other mindsets of evil, you have rehearsed those words within your mind, within your soul. I say to you, be free in Jesus' name. Be free from those thoughts. Stop. Stop listening. Stop rehearsing. Rise up from the depression. Rise up out of the mental mindset that has kept you depressed and like in chains, like this man who had been tormented for way too long. And Jesus stood in front of him and said, "Enough. Be blessed. Be released." And I say to you, like this woman, young girl, who was asleep, those of you who are asleep, those of you who have been going through the motions, who are needing and wanting a wake-up call, this is your wake-up call. Just like this worship song that is playing in the background, by a young man by the name of Jason Upton. The Spirit of God, Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, says stop fighting. Stop being in mentally, physically, in the trenches of the fight. Jesus said, it is finished 2,000 years ago. You and I, the Adam, the Adamic nature, was crucified 2,000 years ago. Was buried. We were co-buried in Jesus Christ. And we are raised, co-raised in Jesus Christ. And we are set in heavenly places, heavenly realms, in order to be the cosmos reborn anew, afresh. I say to you, get up from your bed of affliction. Get up and get out of the mindset of evil. Get up and get out and get away, says the Lord. And let me, as Isaiah, the ancient prophet, said, entwine yourself in the Lord, and you are renewed. You will mount up with wings like an eagle. You will walk and not grow weary, run and not faint. You are restored, renewed. Your innocence has been completely restored within you, says Elohim, who loves you. And I post this on the Blog Talk podcast for everyone, no matter what age you are, male, female, boy, girl, in Jesus' name. Rise up now out of the past and fly. Fly, the Lord says. Fly over circumstances. Fly into new destinies. Be renewed, restored, so that you can enjoy the bliss of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You are a new creation in Jesus Christ. And the same Spirit that breathed over the body of the Lord Jesus in that grave abides in you. And that Holy Spirit abides in you, that powerful Spirit gives life to your body, soul, and spirit, says the Lord. God bless you.